Well, my recording died. Oh, and now it's doing more stupid stuff. Why does it keep bombing onto the iPhone? Anyway, okay. So yeah, it's a continuation of the last recording that I may or may not have been making. Now I can't tell if I'm making it again. It blanks out almost immediately. And I don't see that it's really doing anything. It says it's recording stuff. I just have to take it the word for it. I don't see the waveform for it. That's a little bit weird. So anyway, I don't know. Spends too much time trying to do advertisements, I think. Instead of telling me it's actually working. That's kind of sad. Well, anyway. Whether it's recording or not, I guess it really doesn't make a big amount of difference. I'm going to go back to doing it that way. You know, there's always talk about going back and redoing Godsend to make it more like Escape. Redoing Escape to make it more like Godsend. That would be Lisa's preference. She says, you're not writing novels. And you're going, yeah. And that's always what she thought I was doing, was writing novels. And you go, ah, novels are junk. He says, I would just as soon write about other things. And that whatever smells like a story is just kind of, I would call it window dressing, but it's kind of an emblematic thing of something else. Sometimes tied together, sometimes not. Mostly that you can get insights from just about everything that goes on around you. Anyway, so I will continue to do what I've been doing, I guess. Do it in my own interesting style. I need to find ways to market it, and because I have no idea who this will appeal to, except to somebody who speaks English, reads English. So I'm just gonna. It says my advertising goes out to the English-speaking world. I guess that's why God put me in an English-speaking place. Of some affluence so that I can do what I do with the greatest opportunity for, I don't even know if it's success, but it doesn't really matter. Greatest ability to make it worthwhile. I found out that just giving things away is worthless. Because nobody thinks anything that's given away has any value. So don't do that. Another thing that I've learned, and that you can stick in the book, is that I used to give stories away. It says that now I basically don't. Because stuff isn't worth that much. You know, I need to probably get off of the other stuff, and I need to raise the prices on all my stuff on Amazon. Make it so it's more worthwhile. Because it really needs to smack of nonfiction. Because it's got that kind of nonfiction feel. So yeah, it needs to cost more. It needs to be philosophy. philosophical fiction, I guess, for the lack of a better term for it. Be able to get this stuff actually going, make it all work, and, I don't know, just make it happen. And have a good time doing it. I was working to try and make edits to escape, but I'm not going to. I think there's virtue to just, once you put something out there, just put it out there and leave it alone. If it becomes anything at all, it will be people coming back and saying, this is Demrose escape period. Where he started to play with these ideas. Until it took full flower later in other things. You know, I don't know if, you know, there's the 4 days and after years. I'm not really sure. I really haven't done much with after years because, to be honest, it really doesn't seem to be that interesting. The 4 days really has more to do, I think, with Kiami and his experiences. And what I think about that, you know, this stuff is all filtered through me. If you're going to be an odd figure, you might as well go all out. Because that's what will make it interesting. The guy who created Temple OS, and everybody talked about that, you know, he died rather young. And this work that he had done mostly in isolation, and mostly for himself, it had nothing, I don't, you know, he wasn't a share, he didn't put on Git, or Subversion, or anything like that. He put it out there, it was mostly for his own amusement. I don't know if it was amusement. The Holy See, and the fact that he would let it run with his probably pretty exotic random number generator and he used something akin to a large language model, and it would spit out, he called them revelations from God, which I'm sorry, I've let random things happen and found it to be rather interesting. When you let God dink around with things, interesting things happen. And I think he caught hold of that particular idea. Certainly, like I said, almost nothing I come up with is unique from the standpoint of being novel. It's something that somebody else has also thought of that other people are thinking of. He was a coder, and he had jobs, and he did well. He eventually got out of that work and started doing something else, just kind of living his own life. He wasn't married or had any children, so he had no responsibilities, particularly that way. And he would just share things, and I don't know who really, you know, I think he got more interesting after he died. Because that's when people pretty much found out that he had ever existed at all. Was that he died, and people said, you know, he was probably a genius. He says, and it was a cautionary tale about how much problems genius could cause for people. Now, I've got a wife, so I've got to take care of her, and I've got kids, although they've done a good job of staying distant from me, which is okay. I get it. I'm a strange bird. There's government vehicles out here. I didn't know this was a government facility. I thought this just did radar for, like, you know, the news stations that did weather. You know, they all need Doppler radar. I thought this was Doppler radar for them, but apparently not. Anyway, you know, certain kinship with that guy. Not too much, though. And all these recordings that I do, all these years and years of recordings, and some of them are, I think might be interesting. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to put them all into one big pile. But then I don't, because it's like, no bother. Just leave it the way it is. You know, some of them were kind of put together as podcast sort of things. Of course, I didn't hang on to the RSS feed for it. Some of them were just recordings, but hopefully of a finer quality. And then a lot of them are just like this one, where it's like, yeah, he's just making a recording. And I just wanted to make sure that it was intelligible without taking up a lot of space. I finally, I think, got down to a certain part of that. Anyway, so, all hiding under my Gopher, in my Gopher server, but that's web accessible. You can get to it through other ways besides just Gopher. Anyway, that's okay. So yeah, do I think I'm going to go full bore Temple OS? Yeah, more so than I am right now. Anyway, trying to think what else I want to say. I don't think I have anything especially to say at this point. So I'll probably let it go right here. But say, yeah. Let this stuff go out there and be what it is. Be the most exotic, I don't know if it's exotic, eccentric priest there is. I'm too eccentric to have any kind of real job in other ways. You know. To deal with me as a bishop would be horrible. So I'm just a priest. And I don't know if I'm really useful or not useful to several people. I don't really know. But that's okay, whatever. The wildflowers are really coming out here because it's rained so much and they haven't mowed. So you get a lot of weeds, but you get a lot of the wildflowers, too. I think they're wildflowers. I'm done. Talk to you later. Bye.